Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, and we are continuing to encourage one another in reading God's Word. And we have been going through Judges, and we are in the end of chapter 7. And Gideon and his men, down to 300, are about to go into a battle, or are they? So let's read and see how this goes. We're in Judges chapter 7, verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars. They held in their left hands the torches and in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried out, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Every man stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran. They cried out and fled. When they blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his comrade and against all the army. And the army fled as far as Bethshittah, toward Zeraah, as far as the border of Abel Mehola by Tabbath. And the men of Israel were called out from Naphtali and from Asher and from all Manasseh, and they pursued after Midian. Gideon sent messages throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites and capture the waters against them as far as Bethbara and also the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were called out, and they captured the waters as far as Bethbara and also the Jordan. And they captured the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the winepress of Zeb. Then they pursued Midian, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon across the Jordan. And that's the end of chapter 7. So the battle happens. Not much of a battle, because the 300 men, Gideon and his 300 men, actually, all we know they did was they had torches that they pulled out of jars that they broke to conceal the light of the torch, and they blew trumpets. So they actually don't draw their swords, and the men, the Midianites and the others, all start killing each other and fleeing, and they're fleeing south and east to go back across the Jordan and go back to their homeland. And this is when Gideon's calling out for others to come and basically wait for them at the waters and overtake them at the waters, which they do. And then the two princes of the people are captured and killed, beheaded. So Gideon is very successful here. It's obviously that it is God. God will get all the glory here, even though it is interesting that the men would shout out as they blow the trumpets and hold the torch in one hand, hold the trumpet, blow it in the other, and then I guess stop blowing the horn and shout out for the Lord and for Gideon. That exactly what they said? I think it's pretty close. Where was that? Anyway, for the Lord and for Gideon was the shout that they said. So God gets the glory here, as he should, and we'll see how this continues, because Gideon's not done, God's not done, and we'll see all that in chapter 8. But for today, how do we take this and move forward? And it's just realizing that God has a great plan that he is going to succeed in, and the question is, do you want to be a part of that plan or not? In other words, when we obey God and we follow after him, even in our imperfections, and even when we fall down and fail, and maybe are testing God when we shouldn't test God, like Gideon does, God still gets it done, and he can still get it done with his imperfect children, which is what he does all the time, even to this day. So just remember that as you press on. God bless you guys. And I hope again that this podcast is good for you. Would love to get comments from you, but I honestly don't know how you can do that. So if you're somebody who has my number, text me and tell me that hey, listen to your podcast and it was encouraging. That would encourage me greatly. God bless you all. We'll talk to you soon.